I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Dream Team podcast. I'm James Buckley. I'm not going to do the podcast this week because I'm in LA. So I'm going to hand over to my probably much better looking, more intelligent colleague, co-host, Jalal Hartley. Thanks, James. So it's just me here doing the podcast this week.
That's enough of that. Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. With me, well, not really with me, but sort of with me on this podcast is my co-host Jalal Hartley.
Hello there.
Jalal.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, thank you. How are you?
Really good. What did you do this week?
I've been taking extra virgin cod liver oil.
Okay, what, for some more of, what, you running low on the old Omega?
Yeah.
How do you like that? Is it liquid or have you been taking the tablets?
I've been eating the whole cod.
Mm.
But they're cod that haven't had sexual relations yet.
Paedophile?
No, they're of an age, but they're...
They just haven't bothered doing it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, they're missing out, bless them.
Yeah.
Don't you just have to eat the liver?
Really?
To get the liver oil. You don't have to eat the whole cod.
Yeah, but you've got to...
That's what you've been doing this week, is it?
On two of the days this week, yeah.
I've done nothing this week.
What have you done? What are you doing? You're in LA, are you?
Yeah, I'm in LA at the moment, so mainly I've just been trying to, adjust my body clock. I just get really tired really early, because we're 8 hours behind. I was late for the plane. I nearly missed my plane here.
No.
Yeah, I was driving in, I phoned up Virgin, I said, I don't think I'm going to make this plane. There was a crash on the M25 or something. And they said, that's all right. There's another plane in a couple of hours' time, we'll stick you on that.
Huh.
I thought, great, I can get there, relax. But I had to run. I had to run for the plane.
Huh.
That's never good.
Well,
is
it was already taken off, was it?
It wasn't. Yeah, it was about to. They were like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to run."
But just run and jump.
Yeah,
as hard as you can.
But I felt under pressure because everyone.
How long are your nails?
Everyone.
It's gripped really hard.
Everyone had gone through like so much effort to make sure I didn't miss the plane. I didn't want to turn around and go, "Nah, I've got to be honest with you. I can't be bothered. I'll wait for the next one."
Yeah. You're touting yourself out there, are you?
Yeah, that's basically it. It sounds much more glamorous than it is.
Mm.
Like, it sounds really good, doesn't it, on paper, when you say, I'm an actor and I'm heading out to LA.
Sounds really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know who you are? Do they know you've been in the tweenies?
Nope.
Haven't told them you're in the tweenies?
I wish I had been in the tweenies, because people know what the tweenies is out.
Everybody knows you're in... What?
I'm in a show called The Inbetweeners. I was.
Which one are you in?
The Inbetweeners.
Okay.
Stop pretending like you don't know. Anyway, okay. It means nothing out here. It means absolutely nothing. No one's bothered about it.
Are you sure you're not in the tweenies? Because that is you in the suit, isn't it?
No.
Okay, all right.
We've got a question. Not even really a question. It's just from at Mr. Ben Arthur. It says, thanks for making me moist over the thought of shoveling pie and mash into my mouth. Kudos.
How's he moist?
Well, it's just a figure of speech, isn't it?
You're salivating.
Mm.
All right.
By the way, if you do have a question for us, you can tweet me at James_Buckley or Jalal at Jalal Hartley. And make sure you put #1. That's what we decided, wasn't it? Just tweet your question with #1 and we'll know it's a question for the podcast. I mean, it's 100% going to be read out on this podcast, if that's the tweet that I've read out after a week. But thanks, Mr. Ben Arthur, anyway, for contributing. Good on you. Okay, well, that was a thrilling intro into the podcast. I'm being sarcastic. I think we should probably get stuck in, shouldn't we, Jalal? Do you want to tell people what's coming up on the show?
Yes, I do. Coming up on the show is Buckley's £3 bet.
Correct.
We've got a pub quiz featuring me and our special secret guest, which you probably know from reading the blurb on about the podcast. And we've got my weekly Watford update.
All right, I think we've gone on long enough. We need to bring in our guest for the podcast. He was George Graham's first Arsenal signing. He's won two league titles, a League Cup. In Thierry Henry's early days at Arsenal, he was dubbed the French Perry Groves. I like to call him the English Henry. It is Perry Groves. Welcome to the show.
Buenos dias.
How'd you like that intro? I wrote that.
What, is that what you scribbled down?
Yeah, with my quill. How are you getting on with Jalal? Because he's a bit of a strange one.
He's rocking at the minute. He's rocking the Eskimo look. I didn't actually realise.
Little...
Yeah, I think he got the wrong weather report when he got up this morning. You're making me actually sweat.
Making you sweat?
Yeah, yeah. I am quite a sweaty person.
Are you?
Yeah, even watching you in that. It's really a cardigan with a furry hood.
Oh,
that isn't made culture yet, to be fair.
I know exactly what one you're talking about. It's the same thing he wears every day.
No, I don't.
Well, every day I see you. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the only times when you exist. That's how it works, isn't it?
As far as I'm concerned, that's the only time that I exist. When you signed for Arsenal...
You're going to ask a football question?
Yeah. You received a lot more attention from the ladies. Is that right?
Yeah, very much so. I was just like a spotty, skinny ginger kid with freckles and like sort of curly hair. It was all natural. It wasn't a perm. It was natural curly hair.
Yeah.
Then I went to the Gooners. I ended up looking like Robert Redford. It was amazing. And all my mates used to say they only want to know you and have a little dab with you because you play for Arsenal.
Oh.
So does it make you feel a bit
like
shallow?
Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like Ronald McDonald.
See, what? I'd say more like Joe Swash, normally people say, to be fair.
Imagine if Robert Redford was playing for Arsenal.
Yeah, how much sexier would he get?
If he had the 1980s tight shorts on, so every day would be feast.
Yeah.
There'd be no famine. It'd just be feast.
Yeah.
Are the tight shorts coming back? Are they coming back yet?
I'd like to think so.
I hope they do, because that's a cool look. If I was a footballer, I always thought I'd do the tight shorts and the sort of low socks, like a sort of George Best.
What, and the shin pads poking out the top?
Yeah, if you're allowed, that'd be great.
Like Kylie.
What?
What, Kylie's hot pants you're on about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't get that out of your head, can you? We used to get a lot of chafing with those shorts, though, James. You know that?
Yeah, but that's the price for looking good.
You should have a bit of Vaseline, or Whitfield's it was called, to stop the chafing, so you could be a little bit smoother in your running movement.
Yeah, I wouldn't run about so much. That's where everyone was going wrong. I'd take it easy. Looks knackering playing football.
Would you ever have, like, a little mishap? Would the boys slip out of the barracks?
No, too tight.
It's like wearing cling film. So you were part of the old, the legendary Tuesday club. I haven't got a specific question. I just want you to talk about that for a little while.
If we won on a Saturday, and only if we won on a Saturday, and we had Wednesday off, which was nearly every week because there was no European games then, because all the English clubs were banned from Europe, we always got Tuesday off. So we'd train at Highbury, be finished by midday, and then we thought that we'd... played very well on the Saturday if we won, and we enjoyed just a little beverage or two. So we'd be finished midday, and there'd be Merce, Baldy, Rodders, Quinny, myself. That'd be the main five. And then Nigel Winterburn, if his missus let him out. Then we'd just go to a local pub, five or six pints, go to another pub, have a chat to fans, another 10, 15 pints, sit at a lap dancing club.
Wait, this is each?
Yeah, yeah. It's refuelling, because lager is 90% water.
Right.
So we was looking after our bodies.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then we did a lap dancing club, for a few shakes, ran a few poles.
And that's for training as well?
Yeah, because obviously you've got to sweat it off, haven't you?
Especially
if the poles are a little bit sweaty and greasy. It was very difficult to grip them.
So you really work?
It was a bit of more of a workout.
Yeah.
And then fall asleep on a park bench about 4:30 in the morning.
Mm. Is that part of the...
That's rest and recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Because you might as well sleep straight away, because that's the best time to sleep is when you're...
Yeah,
really.
Let the muscles.
Pissed.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's commitment.
So, I'm just looking at the time. We should probably move on to other stuff.
Great.
Should we have
absolutely
a time check?
Seamless. That was brilliant.
I'm just looking
that
at
was excellent.
Anyway,
that was so good. I'd love that. I'd love to see that on TV. I'd love to see that on Sky News on Sunrise. Oh, I'm just looking at the time now, and what time is it? Yeah, I'll tell you what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time for Buckley's £3 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
What do you think of the theme tune to Buckley's £3 bet, Perry?
It's very straightforward. You probably need a bit more percussion, if I'm being really honest.
All right, so Perry Groves is going to help me out with my accumulator this week. I've got three games I'm going to talk to you about. First game I've picked is Villa City. My notes here literally just say City, obviously. I'm not sure there's much to discuss about that one. It seems like a bit of a foregone conclusion, wouldn't you agree?
I would wholeheartedly agree. And the reason being is I've seen Villa play a couple of times live this year. They look just flaky. Like the four lads.
Stinker, aren't they?
Yeah, the four lads they brought in from the French league just don't look physically strong enough. Remy Gard, it'll be his first game, so you normally get that the dead cat bounce, you know, where the players will react to him. And they were better in the second half against Spurs, to be fair. They showed a bit of fight, but it wasn't any shock. I think all of the signings, from what I remember, they were left on the bench, weren't they, against Spurs?
Yeah, they were.
So it'd be interesting to see when Remy comes back in, obviously, because he's got the knowledge of the French league when he's manager of Lyon. He has to get a way of play. I couldn't tell you the way that Villa play. There's no identity there. So he has to put his mark in. But Man City will just be too strong. They'll just be too strong in all areas. You think, like, Silva's injured, Aguero's injured, and then they play, like, Sterling and De Bruyne. Probably, like, it's 110 million quid's worth. It could be a long afternoon for Villa.
Do you want to know my prediction?
Oh, yeah, I forget that I have to ask you as well. Yeah, go on, what's your prediction for the City?
Well,
the Villa City game.
Seeing as you ask, I think that it's going to be Man City. Because I think that the Villa manager, right, who's an Aries... I'm just looking at his horoscope here. It says, your personal life looks much better today and a renewed sense of intimacy is beginning to grow again. I think he's going to have his eye off the ball there and be concentrating too much on his home life. Whereas Pellegrini, is that his name? He's a Virgo and it says here, help is at hand if you need it, but others aren't psychic, so let them know you need assistance. So I think he'll probably read that and think, oh, maybe I can reach out.
Thank you. Liverpool Palace... I've put Liverpool. I sort of, you know, this is bizarre to say because they're playing the club I support, but I really want to see Liverpool do well under Klopp. Like, I think everyone wants that for some reason. They beat Chelsea. He's got his first win. And I think now that will sort of settle everyone down and they'll start sort of buying into his ethos at the club and I think they'll start playing really well. What do you think, Perry?
You're actually better away for a moment, your Palace, than what you are at home.
Yeah.
Because of your pace, yeah. Right, with Bolasie and Zaha... and Sacco. You know what, actually, as a Palace fan, what have you thought of Kabaye? Because I actually look... I've seen, again, Palace play a couple of times. I saw you when you played Villa at home, where you nicked it in the last minute, didn't you? You beat Aston Villa. I've seen you play away as well. Kabaye is one of them ones I think, if I was a Palace fan, I'd want him to be doing more. I'd want him to be controlling the games because he's that good.
I don't think he's been playing bad. I don't think he's been... a standout player at all. He obviously brings something.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And should have won us the game over the weekend. But I wouldn't say he's been particularly bad or he's been...
That's what I mean. He hasn't. Yeah, he hasn't been... I just think he's been all right. If you said, Mark, here we go... Most of the game's been 6, 7 out of 10. Whereas a player of his ability, you want him to be the playmaker.
I have seen him play and he has put in a shift a few times. I just think, which is good, you know, when our wingers are on their game, that they've sort of outshone him a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a draw because Liverpool have been drawing a lot lately.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
Go on.
Klopp is a Gemini, and it's not a day to chance your luck, so don't, right? That's the advice of the Sun's horoscope man. Whereas Pardew...
What's his name? Something Pilkington.
Frank Pilkington. Whereas yeah. Pardew, he doesn't like cancers, really, Frank Pilkington. Right. Pardew is a cancer. Although you make mountains out of molehills, you deal with emotional situations well once you get things in perspective. Mm. So I'm going to go for Klopp.
The other game, Arsenal Spurs. I've gone for Arsenal in the derby because they're at home. Arsenal have been the same for a decade now, in which if they turn up, they will beat anyone. Arsenal, in a sense, are really difficult to sort of bet on because they can also have a couple of stinkers.
Can I disagree there? The manager of Arsenal is a Libra, and it says here that he's not slow when others invite him to socialise in the horoscope here. So a little clue maybe for you there. I don't know.
He's going to be a bit hungover.
Yeah, exactly.
At the game, do you reckon?
Yeah.
So what, are you going for Spurs?
Yes, because Spurs manager, he's a Pisces. It says here, don't forget to thank people afterwards if they help you. It's basic manners. Also an etiquette lesson in the horoscope.
That's not a fortune. That's not telling someone's fortune.
Nah.
That's life skills.
And I think Frank Pilkington, perhaps he knows a Pisces who's not thanked him.
He's a bit bitter.
He's gone off. They had a really good idea together. They created an app. And yeah. His mate's gone off and made loads of money from it. OK, Perry, I'm going to assume you're going to go with the Gooners.
Well, I think the Gooners will win because, you know, you said they sometimes they've got a couple of results in them where you don't know if they're going to turn up or not, or they could be a bit weak. I think this team's a bit mentally stronger now because of the two FA Cup wins. I was at the game Saturday at Swansea where they had a lot of injuries. Swansea were a better team in the first half and they showed a bit of resilience, a bit more mental strength in the second half. Mm. And Spurs haven't got a good record at the Emirates, you know, recently. But I'm a big fan of Pochettino. When he went from Southampton, I said that he'd get Spurs sorted out because he'll get them organised. He plays a high-tempo sort of pressing game. And if you play that at the Emirates, you've got to make sure that you win the ball back high up the pitch because otherwise people like Cazorla and Ozil, they'll play through you. So I'm going for a high-scoring Arsenal win, probably 3-2, because I think both teams have got a lot of goals in them.
Is that the end of the bet? The bet thing?
Yeah, that was but £3 bet.
£3 bet,
three,
yeah.
Well, hang on, £3.
£3 bet.
Oh, £3 bet.
£3 bet.
Okay, Jalal, it's time for you to shut up, because...
Right. Now, I'm getting HR in on this, because this is tantamount to bullying.
Right, okay, it's that time again for Jalal's weekly Watford. Let's tee up the music, shall we? And now we're rocking. Okay.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
Listen, I'll just explain. Listen, Jalal, hold on. Right. Listen, we don't have a lot of time for your weekly Watford this week. We won't be talking about your chant, but we'll do it next week. Because I think you've been recording your chant again or some nonsense.
Right.
If you can give me some weekly Watford, that'd be great.
There isn't. Basically, the main thing is Watford beat West Ham 2-0. That's amazing.
Good, wasn't it?
Right, which means that we are on the same points as your silly team, but we're a goal less? I don't understand.
Okay. Are you already turning into a like a football thug?
That would be my chant, your silly team.
I felt like you were trying to provoke me into something, though, by calling my team silly. You're getting into the mindset of the football fan now. It's good. So what, are Palace and Watford level on points at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, but there's something about a goal. We're a goal.
Goal difference. I think Palace have scored more goals and let less goals in. That's what a goal difference is.
Ah.
So you subtract the goals you've let in from the goals that you've scored, and then you'll be on like, you know, +2 or -4, depending on how well you've done.
Good. And then there's a chance that my team, Watford, could possibly come above your team.
There's a big chance. Who are Watford playing this weekend, Gerald? Do you know?
Leicester.
Mm.
I don't know his surname.
It's not a it's not a game that Watford can't win. I think they'll still struggle. But Palace do have the tougher game over the weekend, so yeah, you might be right. You might go ahead of Palace.
Time will tell, my friend. Time will tell. Anyway, speaking of time, we're running out. Let's just do a little time check. It's an interactive time check because obviously people will be listening to the
podcast. All right, stop that. That seemed a bit too slick for my liking. That seemed a bit too professional. Just say, let's move on to the next bit.
Move on. Go on to the next bit.
Good stuff.
It's really a great honour. First up, Jose, a little footballing joke. Knock, knock.
Nothing to say.
No, you have to. That's where you...
No.
You say...
I'm so sorry, I have nothing to say.
No, it's part of the formula. You have to say who's there.
Nothing to say.
No, I say knock, knock, and you say...
No, nothing to say.
OK. Is this because you embarrassed yourself when you pushed the door instead of pulled it, and it clearly says pull on the door?
No.
OK, James, you're going to have to take this over because I'm...
No.
OK, no, let me... I'll bring
winding
this back.
Me up.
Jose.
No.
Calm down. OK, Jose.
No. No.
Do you think you'll still be in a job come next week?
I cannot say.
Is there anything that you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing at all, no?
I cannot say.
Well, aren't you worried that you're going to piss off a lot of my listeners?
No.
No?
No.
You seem a bit frosty, so I'll let you go. Thanks for coming in. Would you mind if I gave you a kiss goodbye?
No.
If I slipped my tongue in, would that be okay?
I cannot say.
Do you want me to tickle your balls while I do it?
No.
Okay, no. I went too far. Thanks, Jose, for coming in, for that exclusive. Thank you.
Push it on the way out. Oh, he's such an idiot. I think the doors open the other way in Italy.
Portugal.
It's Portuguese. It's time now for the pub quiz. Our contestants today is obviously Jalal Hartley. He does it every week. But today you're up against Mr. Perry Groves. So here we go. Perry, your first question. Are you ready, sir?
Ever.
Which Manchester City player turned up to training this week in a Nissan Micra? Was it David Silva or Jesus Navas?
Well, I'd say Nissan Micra. They've got a propensity to break down after they've travelled for quite a distance. And that's the same as Navas. He'll break down in the box when he gets in there. So I'd say it was David Silva.
That is incorrect.
It's close,
Jesus Navas. I didn't know the answer to that question until I read it on the DreamTeamFC.com website, which you can read too. Just have to mention that. No, that was wrong. It was Jesus Navas. Jalal, are you ready for your question? Which former England manager is being linked with the Chelsea manager's job? Is it Fabio Capello or Graham Taylor?
Fabio Capello.
Yes, of course. That's 2 weeks in a row that you've got a question right, Jalal. Perry, here's your next question. Which Premier League ref was slaughtered on social media this weekend for the amount of product he has in his hair, obviously? Was it Mark Clattenburg or Andre Mariner?
I think Andre's a bit of Just for Men going on, to be fair. I think there's a little bit of the old Grecian 2000. But if you look at the Clattenburg, he's got more of the moussey gel.
It looks like that stuff that you get for 60p.
He's gelled up when you get the massive tub of it from B&M Bargains. Yeah. So, I'm going for the Clattenburg.
Yeah, no, of course you're right. That's 1-1 at the moment. Jalal, this is your chance to win. Are you ready for this, Jalal?
Yes.
Bayern Munich have reportedly joined the race to sign which English striker? Is it Emil Heskey or Harry Kane?
Emil Heskey.
It's genius.
What?
It was close.
Jalal. No, what? It's Harry Kane. Okay, so something that I wasn't prepared for has just happened. The pub quiz has come to a tiebreaker question. Okay, here's your question. You ready, chaps?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. What is the capacity at Elland Road? The closest person will win. Jalal, you can go first.
Is this in litres we're talking? I'm going to say 4 fucking million.
Okay.
Is it the closest gets it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say 3 million. 999,999.
You're way off.
In fact, it's 37914.
Boom!
37,914.
Oh, if only I'd been two lower, two people less, I'd have won.
Yeah, you'd have won that. Just a little insight for you. We're having to record this again, the goodbye section of the podcast, because we were told the last one was too depressing. So we're going to keep it upbeat. Thanks, Jalal, for being a host with me on what I can say is a fantastic podcast.
You're welcome.
That wasn't in any way a shambolic piece of shit. You can subscribe on iTunes to the podcast. If you subscribe to it, it'll come up on your phone. You'll get a little notification. It'll say, oh, there's another Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. And you can either listen to it or choose to ignore it. But I think the fact that you've subscribed is the most important thing. Joel, you got anything you want to say? Want to say to our legion of listeners?
Mind how you go.
Okay. Don't forget to tweet us, subscribe to the podcast. Next week we're going to have a really good guest who's going to have something to do with football, so he'll be able to guide us away from our transgressions into, you know, talking about some proper football. So let's quit while we're ahead.
Yeah.
Are we ahead? That's debatable. Listen next week for more of this.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You didn't tell me that you've got a Clairol foot spa underneath your side of the desk. Why didn't you tell me that? Why haven't I got one?
All right, well, that's there for medical reasons, but I'll get you one if you want
one. Don't put your feet in these... You don't do that. That's Veruca City, mate.
Oh, really?
You're done.
I haven't got any Verucas.
Did you get a lot of Verucas, like...
Flip-flops.
Oh, you always wore flip-flops?
No. They do now, but we didn't. We were, like, out there. We were hard.
Really?
We used to walk around barefooted.
What kind of soap did you use?
It was always Pears.
Oh, I love
Arsenal smell. Was Pears, yeah, because it was a bit upmarket.
Mm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.